RSN's Racing Pulse. This is The Verdict.
And quickly, Lost and Running moved up to take the lead. Marzu's fighting on together with Apache Chase. Back on the inside, Masked Crusaders flying late. It's Lost and Running from Marzu. Lost and Running, Marzu, Lost and Running. Lost and Running's won the premier. It's Top Ranked and Hinge going to the front. Top Ranked, Hinge. Ellsberg's fighting on the inside, coming home hard. Top Ranked in front from Ellsberg. Top Ranked, Ellsberg bobbed. Oh, close one in the Epsom. Ellsberg's really bobbed there on the inside. I made it very
well. It was a close one, and about 3 hours later, they officially declared it was a dead heat in the Epsom. What a day for Hugh Bowman, winning on Lost and Running. He shared the Epsom, and then Remark was absolutely stunning in the last as well. And one of our listeners is pretty happy. Good morning, gents. I took 50 to 1 a few weeks back, Top Ranked in the Cox Plate. Ring a ding ding. I'm licking my chops after the Epsom, giving 6 kilos and just second up. I think he's a better chance than Zaki. Can Matty Stewart speak to his mate Nish and find out? Is Top Ranked definitely going to the Cox Plate?
Oh, gee, I would imagine so. It's a Cox Plate you have to run in this year, so and it's going to be an amazing story if the Niche can saddle up three runners. This is 2 years ago; she was riding in Mongol Derbies, and now she's got three runners in a Cox Plate. So, and it was great for Hugh Bowman too, because he was the world's best jockey 4 or 5 years ago officially, and then the emergence of J Mac and Jamie Carr and so on. So it's been more and more difficult for Hugh to hang on to that status, but I think he reminded everyone on Saturday he's had a roller coaster couple of years in some ways, but that was Hugh Bowman. That was the great Hugh Bowman on Saturday, wasn't it? I wonder if he thought Abdullah had nosed him out.
Well, shall we ask him?
Yeah, we better ask him.
Well, he's on the line. Hugh, congratulations, mate. Well done on the weekend.
Good morning, guys. Thank you. Yeah, no, it was a great day. Some really nice horses on display there, and yeah, I had a good book of rides, and it's nice when it comes out the way it did.
Did you think Abdullah had just, well, more Ellsberg, of course, had just nosed you out, or were you confident that you were right in the mix?
Well, I knew I was in the mix, but I did think I'd been nutted. I thought he was just Top Ranked and tied on his run. When I strode past Karen on Hinge at the sort of 150 metre mark, I was supremely confident. But we had a heavy track, and Top Rank was second up, and he did have the top weight, albeit I still thought he was pretty well in at the weights. It just took its toll over the final stages, which you can see, and Ellsworth was coming in with fuller running, so I thought he beat me.
Could you see Ellsberg back inside? You had Hinged in between you. Was it one of those, you know, close finishes? Usually the horses are close together, but you had Old Mate in between you there, just probably hiding Ellsberg's charge a little.
I could see, and he could see me. Brenton thought he won. I thought he won. Interestingly enough, though, a few years ago, I was on Streamer, and Bowman came in with a wide run. Like, he was about 10 or 12 metres away from me, and I even gave a little fist pump after the post. And as I was pulling up, I started to think to myself, gee, this might be closer than I thought. And it ultimately, Bowman beat me at a nose. So it was, I've been in some close finishes in the Epsom. I was satisfying to dead heat. Usually you don't really think like that, but it was a really satisfying moment for me.
Oh, you did a little fist pump in the one you mentioned. It wasn't a Greg Hall, Doremus scenario. I don't think it's been widely reported that you early crowed before the photo came up there, Huey.
Well, hot off the press now.
Hey, does he feel like a Cox Plate horse this year with the improvement that he's got?
Yes, he does. He does. He's a serious individual. Really strong boy. Really good mover, really good attitude. You know, he ticks all the boxes. He really does. And interestingly, though, you will notice if you look through his form, he's never raced beyond a mile. Mm. So that is a little, you know, I think that has to come into calculations as a slight question mark, although he does give you the indication he'll beat up 2,000 metres.
Good year to find out. We've got Animo and Zaki's We know he's level. He's not a scary horse, Sarky. He's a good horse. Is this the year to try and find out with Top Ranked?
Well, I think it's an extremely open race. I think Animo holds court and deservedly so as favourite. But, you know, I think he too, you know, with a race of such even quality, you know, it could be, you know, it mightn't just be a straightforward race. It might be a really tactical event, which not saying that everyone's going to go out there and deliberately try and rattle Animo's cage, but, you know, I think given the way the setup's going to be, look, it could pay into his favour, and he just gets in a really sweet spot and it all goes to plan and he's too good. But, you know, I don't think it's going to be that easy for him, or anyone else for that matter.
Yeah, no, it's an unusual year. I'll tell you what was an unusual sight was Annabelle Neesham out on the track to greet you and Top Ranked. Obviously, mm-hmm. there were some concerns last preparation after a run, and they were justified. There was an issue. Was there any reason that Annabelle may have thought there was a need to get out to Top Ranked, or was it just her way? She just wanted to be the first to have a chat to you and get a run through.
Well, I think she's pretty excited, Matt. She just, you know, it was pretty apparent she was about to win an Epsom. I thought, you know, in fairness to the judge and the officials, I think with modern technology the way it is, if you can't find a margin within a minute or two, you're not going to find one. And that seemed to be the case, I guess, with Top Ranked Grey Nose. Created a little bit of a grey area right on the line.
It was bizarre how long. Photo, but, were you all talking about while you were waiting for? Because I think it was 5 or 6 minutes.
Did you have a side bet with Abdullah after about the fifth minute?
Well, I went from thinking I was beaten to, geez, it must be pretty close to, well, it has to be a dead heat. That was my way of thinking. I think Brenton went from thinking he'd won to, geez, this must be close. I won't be able to cope if I lose, and ultimately we all came up in front. But Annabelle was there, as was Sterling. It was his first Group 1 winner. Obviously, Gerald's trained many. But still, yeah, it was just a really unique moment. And what I will say is, looking back up to the crowd, you know, the anticipation from the people at the races, standing there in almost silence, waiting for that result to be shown, was... It was a little bit eerie, actually, but it was a really cool moment.
Yeah, it was eerie to watch on TV. Hey, a year ago, no one would have thought that there was invincibility attached to Nature Strip, but he's almost become invincible unless you feel that Lost and Running, maybe we can get on slightly better ground. He's such a good horse, Lost and Running, and knocked off Marzu and Mars Crusader, who are good benchmarks. Is Nature Strip now feeling invincible in the Everest, or... is there still that little chink in his armour where you think a horse like Lost and Running can make it interesting?
It's going to come down the way the race is run, I think. You know, I don't think Nature Strip's unbeatable. I did after Ascot. And, you know, I have a healthy respect for the horse. He is the benchmark. And if he gets any sort of rhythm or peace, you know, he's going to be hard to run down. And he's beatable. I think that was shown first up. Although he won, it was close. And, you know, I Lost and Running's going to go better than he went first up. And I would imagine Nature Strip will too. But, you know, we know what Nature Strip is capable of. He can't go any better than what we've already seen. But I Lost and Running can.
It's going to be a cracking Everest. Those top four or five that are chasing Nature Strip, because they're all very good horses in their own rights that we know about. Hugh, just as we let you go, have you spoken to Annabelle? Is it definite that they're coming, or is it most likely? Are you locked in for a Cox Plate ride?
It's been on the cards the entire prep. So given the way he raced on Saturday, I would imagine that they will continue towards that path, but it's not for me to decide. But yeah, certainly put it this way, if you're on him, I'd be excited.
And you'll be with him?
Well, I don't know. I have a few options. Malunga, of course, who will soon race next week. Benno, John O'Shea's horse, who will run this week in the Caulfield Stakes, I understand. So they'll both run there. And El Bogdan, import that Chris Wallace brought over from James Ferguson. So, look, there's four really. And we know, in such an open race, I'd like to at least sit on El Bogdan, of course, and see the Caulfield Stakes run next week. And we'll work it out from there.
Just one last one on Animo, and you've already half answered it with thinking that it's an open Cox Plate. We've got the one of the world's highest rated horses in Nature Strip, and we've got very thin ranks everywhere other than Animo. But your sense with Animo, even though he's probably the horse to beat in everything, that he's not unbeatable either?
Oh, absolutely not. I think he's had a sweet preparation. Everything's gone well for him, presuming he goes to the Cox Plate. I mean, has that decision been made? Maybe you need to ask James Cummings. He has other options too.
There's a flicker of a conversation about the Champions Mile at Flemington.
Okay, well
every time we've spoken,
you need to get off the phone to me and get on the phone.
We want to keep talking to you, though. We don't get you that often.
But look, he's not winked. He's not unbeatable. I mean, but he is the benchmark, and he looks unreal. He's a picture of health. I mean, if I had the option to ride him in the Cox Plate, then I'd take him. So, you know, I don't. But well, he's far from unbeatable. There's no doubt about that.
Q, we look forward to seeing you down here on Cox Plate Day on whoever you're going to be riding. And hopefully, have you got a cup ride as yet? Is there any irons in the fire?
I don't have a cup ride, so. If I don't get one, and with limited opportunities with the weights, it would seem unlikely at this stage, then I will ride in Sydney.
Okay. Well, we'll see you Cox Plate Day. Good on you, Hugh. Well done.
Thanks very much.